You're listening to Victus Radio on 104.6 FM and online. I'm Kevin, with you every Friday from 1 till 4, whether you like it or not. And we've reached that point in the show now where we haven't got a drum roll, but I just say it's the Victus Volunteers slot. And with me, I'm delighted to say, are Mike and Lorraine, got that right, didn't I? Yep. From Wessex Cancer Trust. So, we haven't rehearsed this at all. I wanted to ask you the ignoramus question, which is, we're on the Isle of Wight, you're called the Wessex Cancer Trust, so can you explain why you're here and what you do, what services you provide?
Yeah, Wessex Cancer Trust, we're based in Lugley Street in Newport, 21 and 21A. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays, 10 till 4. And we are part of a wider organisation with centres in Hythe, in Cosham, in Chandler's Ford, and in Salisbury and in Bournemouth. But we are very much Isle of Wight centric in what we do and the services we provide. And I would say, and I do say this in every interaction, that any charitable donations and monies raised on the Isle of Wight stay on the Isle of Wight for the benefit of Isle of Wight cancer patients and their support networks.
Okay. And how long have you been on the Isle of Wight? How long have you had a base here?
It opened in 2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's typical of me that I'd not even noticed you on Lugley Street, walk past it every single day, but there you go. Can I ask maybe Lorraine then, what sort of services you provide for people? So you've got a home in Lugley Street. Is it the sort of place that people can just come and visit you there?
Yeah, I mean, people drop in all the time. We do provide a series of services from the centre, and that ranges from professional counselling to befriending and complementary therapies, including massage and reflexology and Reiki. We also have some yoga sessions. And, you know, our ethos is really just to make people's lives that little bit better when they're really struggling with cancer. And it's something that they can continue to, you know, take advantage of for the rest of their lives. It's not just while they're having treatment. Yeah. So, you know, we're here for the rest of their lives.
One thing, I don't know, this is a question we haven't rehearsed, but I know that because I sort of keep my eyes on the news, that one of the things is a sort of a bit of confusion about the number and range of services that there are. So there are all sorts of organisations providing support, aren't there, for even just in the field of cancer. So are you pitching yourself in a certain direction that you could explain to us now?
I think we can claim to be unique in that we offer some of the services perhaps the NHS can't offer, and that's no fault of their own, it's just they can't offer them. And it is that counselling, and perhaps when people have come out of the treatment, maybe 2 years, 3 years later, something impacts, then they can come to us. Very hard, I'd imagine, to go to the NHS in such circumstances. I think the most unique thing about Wessex Cancer Trust on the Isle of Wight is how we try to help people in their journeys for treatment onto the mainland. So we have two minibuses, one centred in Southampton that meets people off of the Red Jet, takes them to Southampton General Hospital, and another one in Portsmouth, it meets people off the hovercraft at Southsea and transports people to QA for treatment, and right. Both are free of charge.
Wow, I never knew that. And is that a well-used service?
I can give you some numbers, and I can certainly say the Portsmouth minibus, which has been the subject of some drama recently in funding terms, but it provided over 10,000 individual journeys last year.
Wow. So that's a vital service for Isle of Wight people.
It helps a lot of people, and I think that it just makes that, you know, everything just that little bit easier by having something that you can just jump on and go without worrying.
Yeah.
And, you know, the number of people that have really got behind every appeal that we've held for the Daisy Bus is just phenomenal, because it affects so many people and it helps so many people.
Yeah.
For example, last night I attended a check presentation from the Masonic Lodge, and it was for £31,000.
Wow.
And that was specifically for the Daisy Bus. And, you know, that goes to show how people really value it.
Okay, it absolutely is vital, isn't it? So you've got a range of general sort of well-being services, haven't you? And is it like a drop-in? Could anybody just drop in, or do you have to make an appointment with you?
Anyone can drop in at any time that we're open, have a cup of tea, coffee, biscuit with us, and just have a chat. And that's a frequent occurrence, and we're very welcoming to anybody who wants to pop in and just chat over.
Okay.
Or offload. That happens a lot.
Yeah,
people want to offload.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
But one of the key things for the purposes of this conversation is volunteering, and it's a chance for you as an organisation to sort of get a word out to our millions of listeners about the opportunities that there are with Wessex Cancer Trust. So if I was to sort of put the spotlight on you both and then just pick out maybe three or four projects that you're currently recruiting for volunteers. Start with you, Lorraine.
Okay. So we recently launched our Building for the Future appeal, and that is £100,000 that we need to raise by the end of this year. Basically, part of our building has been sold by its owners, and it means that we've had to find new accommodation, new premises, effectively. So we're moving into our next door building. The trouble is, it needs an awful lot of work, and it's, as I said, going to cost around £100,000 to kit it out, creating all new sorts of therapy rooms and space, you know, flexible space for people to use and community groups to come in, people to meet. So what comes with that is an awful lot of fundraising, and therefore we need as many volunteers as possible to come and help us at events. And we've just launched one literally last week, which is called our Inflatable Rainbow Run, and that's gone so well so far. We've had 300 people sign up for it.
Wow.
But we also need like 40 volunteers for on the day to help us make sure things go smoothly.
What date is that?
It's the 5th of August.
Okay. So volunteers specifically needed to support that event?
Most definitely. And several others, you know, in the community. We've got events such as the county show, where we need people to help us with marshalling and on stalls. So there's going to be an awful lot of opportunities specifically this year and going forward where we need people's help.
Okay, fantastic. Any projects that you'd pick out, Mike, that you need support with?
I would say my biggest project is the upkeep of the centre, keeping the centre going. We're clearly going through a state of flux at the moment. It's not easy in there. We have builders in this week. That's only going to increase. So we need to maintain fairly resilient people who can not only put up with that, but they can also sit there and give impartial advice and meet and greet people and listen to people going through sometimes horrific journeys. And we are very fortunate in that we've got 20 odd regular volunteers, without whom there's no way we could operate on the skeleton staff that we have. We are ever so fortunate with our cohort of volunteers.
Okay. And are you open every day of the week?
Tuesdays to Fridays.
Okay. Normal office hours?
10 till 4, the centre will be open.
Okay. Yeah. So if people wanted to get in touch with you, like now, well, you can't because you're here, but if they do want to get in touch with you at any time, how could they do that? What's the best way to do it?
Well, you can contact the centre, or alternatively, you can email as well. My email address is lorraine.white@wessexcancer.org.uk.
Okay.
And the centre's email is isleofwight@wessexcancer.org.uk. The telephone number is 524 186, 524 186, or just pop in.
Okay, fantastic. Well remembered. Can I ask you just finally about you both personally and how you both got involved in Wessex Cancer Trust? Maybe something about your own journeys. So, Mike, ask you.
Yeah, in 2013 I was diagnosed with a brain tumor. I very nearly lost my life, I wouldn't hesitate to say. I finished treatment in May of 2014, During that treatment, I was able to use the Daisy bus about 60 times to go for radiotherapy at Southampton. I never forgot it. And when the job came up, I thought, well, that's got to be for me.
Yeah, wow. And what were you doing before? What was your job before?
My main job, I was a police officer.
Were you?
On the island. I was the sergeant responsible for cows in East Cows, if anyone remembers me.
They probably were.
And then for my students, quick shout out, I lectured at the Isle of Wight College for an academic year. And for my old friends at Age UK, I was there for a couple of years as well.
Well, we'll see, you've been around.
Thank you.
I'll travel.
Lorraine, well, tell us about you.
When the job came up to take over as community engagement manager, actually, I'm the first person to do that on the Isle of Wight. It felt like the right job for me. My dad has recently just recovered from cancer, two sorts of cancer, and, you know, I think it was touch and go as to whether he would get over it. And so equally, he used the Daisy bus an awful lot, you know, over to Portsmouth for his treatment. And, you know, I know it sounds cliche, but I think you feel like you would love to give something back, and this is my way of doing that.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it seems like I was at the right place at the right time to...
Yeah, funny how things work out, isn't it, sometimes?
Definitely.
Yeah, okay. So final shameless plug then. you're looking for volunteers. Just remind us one more time, maybe Lorraine, I'll put the spotlight on you for this bit.
Thank you.
So, no problem. What sort of people are you looking for to do what sort of jobs? Just give us a quick reminder.
Okay, so for our Building for the Future appeal, we need people that can come and help at events, that can, you know, walk around with leaflets, that can collect some money for us, that can organise their own fundraisers as well, which is really, really helpful. You know, obviously we've got a lot of things to get on with, and, you know, if anyone can take on their own events and arrange them for us on our behalf, that is most welcomed. So there's numerous ways that people can get involved, and we'd love you to get in touch, so please
okay.
do.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming in. I'm ashamed that I didn't know more about you, but part of the reason for doing this series is to dig out more information and learn about the amazing work that's being done on the Isle of Wight by you and other organisations. Have you got something else you want to chip in
with,
Mike?
I was just going to say, it's not uncommon to hear that people haven't heard about us until they do or they need to. And that's what we're there for. Yeah. You know, why would people know about the cancer support until there's a time of need? And I would just like to remind people, family, friends of people, we are there and we can help.
Fantastic. Thanks again. Thanks so much. I'll let you get away.
Thanks.